Good morning. You're listening to the Republic Podcasting Network. I'm Mary Sterrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff, who is featured at the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up this weekend in Los Angeles. Glad you're joining us this morning. We have lots to talk about, a couple of great guests. First, let me give you the update on Mark. He's making his way to L.A., and tomorrow, October 12th, Mark will broadcast live from Los Angeles at his usual time segment, 7 to 9 a.m. Central, and that's 8 to 10 Eastern, and 5 to 7 Pacific. His guests in Los Angeles will include people who will be talking about a variety of different things having to do with the No More Wars for Israel conference. He's also going to be doing a broadcast live from Los Angeles on Monday, the 15th, sort of a post-conference wrap-up. And I am filling in. I am the political communications director for the Constitution Party. And we've got a lot of issues that the two, what I call big box parties, are completely ignoring. If you've been paying attention, you know that President Bush has been calling anyone who questions what's going on with the Security and Prosperity Partnership or the NAFTA superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor, conspiracy theorists, saying, well, you guys are a bunch of crackpots. You're all wearing tinfoil hats and drinking Kool-Aid because there's no such thing going on. Well, guess what? There is. Just ask the folks in Texas about what's going on through farmlands and residential neighborhoods. It's a corridor that's a 4,000-mile network of toll roads, rail lines. The Texas Department of Transportation says it's just going to allow for better transportation for people and goods. Well, if you believe that, then you're believing a lot of stuff that's not true. So we're going to talk about that the first hour. And the second hour, we're going to be talking about black box voting and how can you be sure that the vote you cast in cyberspace is actually being tallied and recounted with any honesty. We're going to talk about the fact that very well-credentialed political scientists at universities like Princeton and Stanford are saying that it is absolutely critical that we not rely on electronic voting devices and have any measure of security. So Jim Condit Jr. will be joining us in our second hour. But what I want to do is start off with something that's going on in Texas, which will certainly affect those of us, the rest of us, in the United States. We're talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor, or what the rest of us are calling the NAFTA Superhighway. And I got to tell you what, it should be chilling for all of you who realize the implications of a toll road on American soil, which is being farmed out to other international global corporations, and we're going to talk about that. There's an organization called Corridor Watch, and you can check out their website at corridorwatch.org. And on there, you'll see the updates on what's going on. Basically, this is going to connect to interstate and other major highways, but it's not going to be easy. Because it will bypass the small towns. It's not just a jumbo-sized highway. It's very wide, very flat, extremely limited access, mostly a toll road, highway, rail, utility corridor. And so to cross the corridor at any point requires a quarter-mile-long overpass. Every single mile of this 4,000-mile network is going to consume 146 acres of land. 146 acres. That's property that used to belong to people. Residential, farmland. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Our guest is going to be David Stahl of Corridor Watch, and we'll talk about the superhighway, the Trans-Texas Corridor, when we come back. I'm Mary Sterrett, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, and I'm filling in for Mark Dankoff, who's on his way to Los Angeles, where he'll be a featured speaker at the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up. He's going to be broadcasting live tomorrow, October 12th, from Los Angeles during his usual time segment of 7 to 9 a.m. Central, 8 to 10 Eastern, and 5 to 7 Pacific. And he's also going to be doing a broadcast live from Los Angeles on Monday, kind of a post-conference wrap-up from the Southern California Conference, and he's going to have a special guest. I am the communications director for the Constitution Party, and fortunately, I get an opportunity to talk a little bit about the issues that we feel the two, what I call big box parties, are not addressing. And chief among them has to do with American sovereignty and the Security and Prosperity Partnership. These are issues that are very important that the Republicans want to ignore, the Democrats want to ignore, and President Bush has, in essence, said, you're conspiracy theorists, you guys are wearing tinfoil hats if you think that there's any efforts to merge North America, Mexico, and Canada, and the United States. And so what we're saying is the proof is in what's going on in Texas and in the rest of the country, through Kansas City. There is something what we were calling it the NAFTA superhighway, but the folks in Texas call it the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's a 4,000-mile network of toll roads, rail utilities. Of course, the Department of Transportation down there says, oh, it's just going to make transportation so much easier and so much safer. But the fact of the matter is that you're going to basically see down in Texas close to 600,000 acres of land in the rural parts of the state that are going to pass through about 118 Texas counties. So guess what? The folks down in Texas are not too happy about this, and I can certainly understand why. Fortunately, there is a group that's watching what's going on down there and reporting back to the rest of us. It's a group called Corridor Watch, and you can check out their website at corridorwatch.org. Joining us now from Corridor Watch is David Stahl. David, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary. My pleasure to be here.
I'm sure it's very frustrating for you when you hear the president say you guys are nuts for even coming up with the concept that this might be happening when you're watching it happen in your state.
Yes, unfortunately, it is a pattern of misinformation and a distortion of facts that we are seeing given to the public on a regular basis.
So tell us a little bit about, paint the picture for those of us in the rest of the country who aren't watching this happen in their backyard. What's actually going on down there?
Well, the state of Texas, and I say that and loosely because it's really coming out of the governor's office, there is a tremendous disconnect between the rank-and-file citizens of Texas and even their representatives in the legislature and the governor's office. The governor's office has undertaken this project called the Trans-Texas Corridor to build this massive multi-mode corridor that runs from Mexico out north and also east and west. But they have undertaken this project. They have done it without any discussion or disclosure or debate or even any determination of need to meet any transportation needs in the state. And it has been met with resistance initially by the citizenry, and as the legislature has become aware of what the program is, the legislature itself is also reacting.
Now, you mentioned the governor. The governor has been behind a lot of this stuff, and it sort of reminds me of what's going on at the national level, where we have complete end run around Congress when it comes to the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which is this move to merge all the countries despite what the president is saying. So what you're seeing down there is the will of the people, the normal legislative process is being circumvented, and there seems to be this, well, gee, I know nothing, and we're just, you know, doing things for your own good. How much of the state would you say is aware of what's really happening?
Oh, unfortunately, a very, very small percentage of the state is aware of what the project is and how it will affect them and how it came to be. Of course, everyone comes in with a mindset that it's a highway project, that it's just a transportation project, and unfortunately, a number of people buy the argument that it's just a road, as TxDOT is quoted as saying, our highway department here. It is certainly not just a road. As a matter of fact, a road is only one small component of what this project is. It is really an attack on your rights as a citizen, and it is an end run. It is a coup de grace of the executive branch of government to completely circumvent the political process, which is not a bad thing. It's the way we have input in our government. As a matter of fact, the direction that the governor gave the Texas Transportation Commission, which is an appointed body that the governor appoints, was that he wanted this corridor to become policy and not in the mainstream of politics. So there was a concerted effort to make sure that there was not the kind of discussion and debate before this project was implemented that you would expect on a project that, when it was announced, was a $184 billion project. And it's certainly no accident that it has gotten as far as it has, the way it has, with the international participants in it, without having had the governor's office push it in that direction.
The governor's office, so how would you describe who he's kind of, who he's in bed with in terms of how this is managing to get such currency in his office?
Well, first, you need to understand that from the governor's office perspective, when you look at this project, it's not a transportation project. It's a revenue project. It's about generating revenue. It's about taking private property and turning it into state property and then concessioning it to a corporate partner who will extract as much money from the population as the market will bear. And so it's a complete distortion of our system using the power of the state to fulfill corporate models for profit generating. That said, the way you who's in bed with who, it appears to be the corporate and financial interests are in bed with the governor's office on this project. It was no accident that we have foreign investment. The governor, through the Transportation Commission, sent our state agencies to Europe to go shop for someone to do this project. We spend far more time looking outside the country for partners than inside.
You know, I find it interesting. There's an awful lot of this going on in the country, not just in Texas, but around the country, where we're farming out construction projects to these global, these national, international corporations. And what we're seeing is that they will then get a piece of the percentage of the take on toll roads. So American citizens are not only paying for the of the construction, but then they're going to have to pay to use the rolls, the roads, and construction companies are going to basically own real estate in America. And I find this amazing. Now the corporation that is basically at the helm down there is Cintra. And that is a Spanish corporation, am I right?
That's correct. They're traded on the Madrid Stock Exchange in Spain.
And I find it interesting, too, that Rudy Giuliani's law firm based in Houston is basically brokering the deal for this international corporation to, in essence, steal real estate from Americans and then charge them back to drive on these roads. And it almost is surreal to think that this is happening. And that the globalists, who, I mean, here's a man who wants to be president, it is frightening on its face to think that this is how things are going and Americans are blissfully unaware of what's happening in their own backyard.
Yes, the process has been turned completely upside down. It's, you know, we have always contracted with private firms to build highways and to build projects, infrastructure projects, but never before have we turned over the keys to them. In these particular cases, rather than them get a piece of the tolls, the state gets a piece of the tolls. These operators are getting 75 and 99-year leases, as in the case of Indiana and in Illinois, and here in Texas, 50-year leases on public infrastructure, and they will have control over that infrastructure to an extent that I think that, well, I know that the public is not really aware. Matter of fact, they have such control for such a long period of time that the Internal Revenue Service allows them to depreciate that asset as if they owned it. And so here is, in this case, a foreign corporation who stands to take depreciation on our public highways as a tax benefit. It's incredible.
How did you get involved in this? Because certainly this is not something that, as you say, a small percentage of the people in Texas are even aware of what's going on. How were your eyes opened?
Well, I became aware of this because I'm a city manager. I've been in local government for 30-plus years. I understand how these processes used to work. We became aware of the project, and my wife went to a presentation that TxDOT gave, their executive director, and she was appalled at the scale and the scope and the impact that this project was going to have, particularly on rural Texas where we live, and that no one knew about it. And so she felt compelled to let our neighbors know what this project was and the impact that it would have since it was virtually unheard of. And out of that process, she and I attended public hearings that were held in 2003. And I was appalled then once I saw the plan. The plan, when it was proposed, was frankly illegal. It required massive changes to legislation to enable it. And I was really disturbed with the process. We were told and assured by our legislators at that point that there was no way they would ever give such sweeping powers to the transportation agency here in Texas. And frankly, we did what we shouldn't have done. We stopped paying attention for a short period of time until we discovered a bill passed that granted them all of those authorities. And then we started a campaign of public education. And then we were also shocked and dismayed to discover that our legislators also needed the same education because they were unaware of how massive this project was.
All righty, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Republic's Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, the Communications Director for the Constitution Party, filling in for Mark Dankoff. Our guest, David Stahl, will join us as we continue to talk about the Trans-Texas Corridor and what's going on. Check out the website, corridorwatch.org. We'll take a short break and be back.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff, who is on his way to the No More Wars for Israel conference this coming up weekend, and he will be broadcasting live Friday and Monday from the conference. This morning, for our first guest, we're talking to David Stahl, who is heading up Corridor Watch. Check out their website at corridorwatch.org. And this is basically with the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, whatever you want to call it. What it is, it spells bad news not only for the people of Texas, but for the rest of us under the heading of eminent domain, rural farmland, residential areas being snatched away from the people and basically farmed out to foreign corporations who will then have ownership of these many, many miles and many, many acres. I believe it's almost like 600,000 acres, a lot of it including rural farmland, and then charge Americans on these toll roads to access this. David, we were talking earlier about how so few people are aware of what's going on. What have you done at Corridor Watch to get people up in arms about what's happening in Texas?
Well, our best tool is our website. We do Internet outreach that way and provide a resource that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we back that up with newsletters, and we also make many, many public appearances. And we make direct contact, work with legislators, providing them resources and information, working with various transportation committees, and then a number of other organizations who have similar concerns or have allied concerns. You know, this corridor is not only an attack on our sovereignty and our rights as citizens, but it also is an attack on the environment. It's an attack on the economy of the state, the economy of communities. You know, we had talked earlier about it bypassing small communities, but it also bypasses cities like the city of Dallas, and they're very unhappy to have this traffic. You know, and traffic is a revenue generator, to have it bypassing the economy of their community as well. And all of this becomes a captive market for the state's private partner. And the private partner just becomes a collection arm, a way of taxing people and goods that is at arm's length distance so that they have political cover. And it's really an insidious plan when you see how the flow of money is affected.
How would you describe to people who are still leery of whether or not this is something to be concerned about, how would you describe how this dovetails in and is part of integrally part of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the NAFTA Superhighway, this whole plan to, in essence, merge us economically, politically, it's physically now linking us.
Well, it certainly does provide the physical link, and Corridor Watch, we don't really involve ourselves in any of the larger picture, because what we have going on here on the ground in Texas and headed to the rest of the country is certainly bad enough. And if you have a concern about NAFTA and the effect of NAFTA and moving goods in and out of the country with ease, if you have a concern with losing our borders, if you have a concern with losing sovereignty over public infrastructure, well, all of those things are embodied in the Trans-Texas Corridor. You know, the corridor document, the document that defines what the corridor is and is to do, is called the Crossroad of the Americas, and that's Americas plural. This is not a state project. It's an international project, and from its very inception, it tied directly into the National Highway System of Mexico and the National Mexican Railroad System. And so this is about moving between the two countries. And as you look at the big picture, while in Texas we certainly don't connect to Canada, we certainly are shooting these corridors north. And there are organizations like NASCO who are promoting the super corridors that take the Trans-Texas Corridor all the way to Canada. And so it does tie all those things together. It provides the avenue to do it. And the amount of control, in this case, that a foreign corporation will have over public infrastructure, whether it's state or national, is incredible. You know, under the private operators of the toll roads and the bonding requirements we have in Texas, we're already finding we're in a position where public entities can't use these toll roads without paying. It's in essence a double taxation. If a fire truck responding to a fire can use the toll road for free, but to return to the station, have to pay a truck toll.
All right, we welcome your phone calls now. We're talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Sterrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff. We'll be back with David Stahl right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Sterrett. I'm filling in for Mark Dankoff, who's, as I mentioned, on his way to the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up in Los Angeles. He's going to be a featured speaker there. He'll also be broadcasting live tomorrow and Monday during his regular time slot, so make sure you listen in for that. I am the communications director for the Constitution Party, and as we are now at this point the third largest party in the country, we're focusing on issues that the two big box parties are neglecting sorely. One of them has to do with what's going on in the country, basically bisecting the country, starting with the Trans-Texas Corridor down in Texas, and it will be bisecting the country all the way up through the middle and through Canada. So for those who are still leery of whether or not they should buy into the Security Prosperity Partnership or the fact that we are being merged as one union, think again. Nobody knows better than what's going on with this than David Stahl, who heads up Corridor Watch. And you can check out their website at corridorwatch.org. We're talking about what's going on down there with almost 600,000 acres of land, which are being co-opted, sold to foreign corporations, which will turn them into toll roads, and then charge us Americans to travel on them. Right now, let's go to, we've got a caller, George in Illinois. Hi, George. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hi, Mary. Hi, David. I really appreciate you having David on. He's I just opened up his website, and I'm very interested in it. I'm trying to bring that information to the community where I live, and what I'd like to do if David has that on his website or is developing it is to have a DVD of the current activity of the highway, the Trans-Texas Corridor. In other words, the background of the legislation, how this came to pass, the eminent domain effects that were already passed before that, and a video of the construction as it's being built, all the changes and the connections to multinational companies that no one knows or is aware that it's going to really change the way that center of the country is really used as a corridor between, you know, East and West Coast and everything. It's had a lot of effects, as well as the sovereignty issue, which is the most important thing. Is there a DVD that anyone's, a documentary that anyone's developed that you know of, David, or it's maybe on your site or someone, a filmmaker?
Yes, George, as a matter of fact, there is. There's a filmmaker in San Antonio, Texas, Bill Molina with Storm Pictures. He has produced a DVD called Truth Be Told, T-O-L-L-E-D, and he has a special Trans-Texas Corridor edition of that DVD. It's an excellent description of the very things that you talked about, absent some of the construction. It actually does have some construction. We have a project that this Spanish company has already gotten under the Trans-Texas Corridor umbrella agreement. But I highly recommend that DVD. It's Truth Be Told. I believe they have a website at truthbetold.com. And it explains not only how it impacts Texas, but how it will impact the rest of the country.
That's great. David, I have one other question. Do you have, is there a documentation? In other words, when I sometimes speak to friends in the community, and I plan to take that film. This is great that you mentioned it. Take that film and put on our cable access in the local area and just keep rolling it so that people are aware that this is going to happen. It's already in the plans and the works. And it's tied to those meetings that Bush and Harper and the leader of Mexico had.
Calderon.
Exactly. So that's really got to be communicated, that this is a coordinated effort. Here's the documentation to support that, and so everyone should be aware of it and take action. So what I'm putting together is a series of articles and documents, as many as I can find them, on a CD in PDF format, and then providing that I'd like to provide that DVD film with the you know the PDF file so that they can take a look at it and you know it then has a kind of a reinforcing a factual basis to you know what's happening.
Sure, and you know we George on our website if you go to the more information link we have a archive of articles that go back for several years, literally thousands of documents. We also have the contracts with the Spanish firm. That are available there. You're free to download those and use those in any way that you see fit. You can also use those as a basis to go get those off of other official government websites if you would like to have them from another source. We certainly invite you to get the information right off the SBP or the text.gov websites. It's there. And people don't know it's there. They don't look for it, but it is there, and those documents are very telling.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate that, and that's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you for all your work, and Mary, you're doing a great job.
Thanks so much. George, appreciate your calling. I appreciate your activism in Illinois, so go get them.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things, David, I think we need to really get back to some definitions here. When you talk about, and we hear this a lot, public-private partnerships really is just another definition of fascism. And when that happens, when you've got corporations, and now we've got global corporations, who are basically, you know, buying into our country with the government's help, really, we the people seem to take a back seat, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Under the corporatism model, it is all about empowering the corporation to operate government. They become a shadow government. They have the power, the authorities extended to them, for example, from eminent domain. And it's incredible. When you look at the toll operators, for example, they actually have been successful in getting legislation put in place to say if you don't pay their toll, which is a private debt because they are a private corporation, right? If you don't pay the toll, that they that the state will then suspend the registration on your vehicle and your driver's license. And wouldn't your credit card holder or companies love to have that authority and power over people to use the government to collect their private debt? And that is exactly what is happening. It is a real distortion. It is corporatism. It is a fascist model. And it's something we all need to recognize and address before we get too far down this road.
What I find interesting is you know, we've mentioned, we decry the fact that so many people are asleep. And I wonder what this portends for our future. We've got a presidential election coming up. We've got people who are already turned off by the politicking that's going on. Have we come to the place in our nation's history where we're allowing our country to be taken from us without a shot being fired? Have we come to the place where it's just too late, or do you think we can wake people up with efforts like yours and at CorridorWatch.org and what we're doing at the Constitution Party? Is there hope?
Well, I certainly don't think it's too late, Mary. It will be if we don't act. When we cross that line is really unknown, and then getting back will be difficult, if not impossible. One of the things we say about addressing the corridor is if we don't address it now, it'll be nearly impossible for our children to address, and it will be impossible for our grandchildren. We're signing multi-generational contracts with these organizations, and they will be binding, and we will have great difficulty. But I don't think it's too late. I think that we can affect the change, and the way we affect the change is by letting people know what is really happening. We saw that in the last gubernatorial election here in Texas, and I hold the same hope for the presidential election and for the congressional elections that are coming, in that every candidate who opposed our incumbent governor opposed the Trans-Texas Corridor. And the incumbent governor got less than 40%. He got 39% of the vote. Unfortunately, we have a plurality vote in Texas and not a majority vote. And so with only 39%, Rick Perry managed to retain the governorship of Texas. That would not happen in a presidential election. And I dare say that with the momentum that we're building, it won't happen the next time around here either.
Boy, I tell you what, he's done some really crazy stuff while he's been in office. I mean, he has ruled with such an iron fist, and he's done some things which are frightening. Whether it's healthcare policy or this Trans-Texas Corridor, he really is bought and paid for by the globalists and by the big corporations, whether it's the pharmaceutical companies or these construction companies globally. He really has been bought out.
Mary, it's very disturbing because even a politician that you vehemently disagree with, if they're honest and true to their own beliefs, even if we disagree, they stay the course and they support their base, the people who put them there, whether we agree or not. This governor has not done that at all. He has completely disconnected from the base who got him elected in the first place. He's not only turned his back on them, but he's turned on them. Here is a governor who ran on a platform of strong border control, and as soon as he was reelected, denounced border control, denounced building a wall, denounced immigration control, and in fact now wants a guest worker program and legalizing the illegal immigrants. I mean, there is no one to whom he seems to have allegiance other than these corporate entities. And his Trans-Texas Corridor is opposed by his party platform. That's the grassroots platform. Unfortunately, the leadership at the top are completely disregarding, again, what the rank and file wants. The Democratic Party in Texas, the platform, the grassroots platform, opposes the corridor. And so we talk about the big box parties. The big box parties are running on autopilot from the top. It's a top down. It's no longer a bottom up. And our country was designed on a bottom up government where it meets the needs and requirements and follows the direction of the people, not directs the people. And we have it upside down.
Boy, when you were talking about the governor of Texas, I was thinking, boy, everything you said about the governor could definitely apply to the president, who said one thing and then got reelected and forgot his base, forgot the people who put him there, forgot the issues he ran on. And it seems like, as you mentioned, with the hierarchy of the GOP, they have so lost their way. It's no wonder that polls are showing that the largest group of voters now are considering themselves independent. And for the first time ever, Republicans are the smallest group. People who identify as Republicans are the smallest group. It's because they don't hold to their platform.
Yes, it's really difficult to stay with a party that drives you away. And I certainly don't think we're surprised here in Texas. It is, it's just an incredible disconnect between the leadership of the state, in this case the governor, and the people in the state. There seems to be two completely different agendas, and that's not the way it's supposed to operate.
When folks go to CarterWatch.org, will they have a template there for how they can implement some kind of a plan in their state to fight this, either before it gets there or while it's in the process of being built?
Well, we don't really have a template per se. We do have an action item list, and it probably needs to be updated to the current state of affairs. But we work with organizations on a one-on-one basis. You can email Corridor Watch, and we'll provide materials. There are different issues and focuses in different communities and in different states. We have worked with legislators in six different states at this point, and our outreach now is far beyond the state of Texas. We have membership in 44 states in the United States, and so we will custom tailor that to an organization so that it meets your needs as an organization and helps you get the word out.
I'm curious, David, as you work for city, you're a city manager, has that worked in your favor or against when you are trying to deal with bureaucracies?
Oh, I think it certainly works in my favor, mostly just because I understand the nature of politics. We approach it in a very rational, reasonable, inside direction. There are other organizations who take a more aggressive stance and do protests and those kinds of activities that we don't do. We work from an education perspective. And having worked with elected officials and having been an elected official myself over the last 30 years gives me an insight as to what is effective in getting change. And we have seen change happening. The last 2 years have been tremendous. 2 years ago, the legislature attempted to make some changes to the corridor, and they were all soundly beat back. In the last legislative session, we had over 70 bills filed that affected the Trans-Texas Corridor. We had several bills passed. We had the governor veto a couple bills, two bills that were very significant. And those two bills that he vetoed were virtually unanimously passed by both houses of the state. So this shows the rift between the governor's office, the executive branch, and the legislative branch. And we are having an effect, and I think that's been a very, very good experience for me to have as a background.
On the partisan level, who would you say is becoming more or less hostile to you, to what your information is sharing with them?
You know, we really have pretty universal appeal. The only hostility we have is the governor and those who are very closely aligned to the governor. There's been a big disconnect between the governor and other members of his own party within the legislature. During the session, there was one vote in particular where the governor himself came to the Capitol and met with the Republican caucus before an important vote that would put an amendment on a bill that would put a two-year moratorium on the Trans-Texas Corridor. And he told those Republicans, which are the majority in the House, do not vote for this amendment. And out of that body, only five followed his direction. All the others voted against him. And so there is a huge rift within the party itself.
Give us some numbers, David. I mean, you've got on your website some absolutely frightening pictures that you paint about the vast amount of land you're talking about in Texas.
Yes, it is 584,000 acres for these first four priority corridors. As you mentioned at the top of the show, 146 acres for every mile. And one thing that's really important to understand is that this is not just a toll road. This is also toll rail and toll utility, which means that all the goods and services and utilities that cross the state are now a potential risk of being under control of a private corporation, or perhaps even in this case a foreign corporation, who will be able to add on a what is effectively a tax on all the goods and services in the entire state and the rest of the country. Anything that travels on that corridor will be taxed by this private corporation. And for that, the state gets a cut. A cut which, by the way, does not have the same accountability as taxes, where you can go to your elected officials and have taxes rolled back. This is an agreement that, once signed, will be binding. And we will be taxed by this private corporation for their value of a kickback to the state.
Is there an effort to get mass publicity, whether it's taking out ads, putting up billboards? Is there something going on in Texas that will get more attention to the issue?
Well, we do have a sign program, and there are hundreds upon hundreds of signs that have been put up across the state. So these are very large signs, 4x8, put on private property along the paths, particularly where the corridor is at. There are billboards. We do a lot of outreach. As a matter of fact, you can look at this week's issue of McLean Magazine in Canada and see a four-page article on what they call the road to hell.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got just a few minutes left with David of CorridorWatch.org. If you want to give us a call, our number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Mary Starrett, the Communications Director for the Constitution Party. You can check out our website at constitutionparty.com. Filling in for Mark Dankoff, I mentioned he's been asked to speak at the No More Wars for Israel conference this coming up weekend. And tomorrow, at his usual time slot, he'll be doing a program broadcasting live from Los Angeles, and also on Monday to wrap up the conference there. So Mark Dankoff will be some pretty good shows tomorrow and on Monday. We've got a few minutes left with David Stahl. And fortunately, David and his wife and some folks down in Texas have put together a very, very vital, watchdog group called CorridorWatch.org, where they are calling attention to the Trans-Texas Corridor and what's going on down there. What's going on down there is just the beginning of what's going to happen to the rest of the country, and we're all going to be affected by this. What would you say is your call to action, David, for those who want to get involved, for those who maybe want to find out a little bit more?
Well, the first thing you need to do is educate yourself, and you can do that at Corridor Watch. If you read through our material there on the first page, at least, you'll get a thumbnail sketch of where it's going, and you can dig in deeper. And then you have to start talking to your elected officials at all levels, from the city and the school boards and the county, your state and your federal officials. There is denial. There is denial that you've heard about the SPP. There's similar denial on the corridor and the impact it will have. And we have to overcome that. We have to communicate that this is something that we don't need and we don't want. We need transportation. We need new roads. We do not need to turn public infrastructure over to corporate operators so they can extract money from us.
I would think that environmentalists are certainly not people that we often align ourselves with when we're dealing with some of the political issues that are important to us. I mean, it just doesn't usually dovetail. In fact, there can be some animosity there. Have you found that environmental concerns are also maybe forming alliances?
Yes, actually, you bring up a very good point. We have organizations who've gotten involved that include environmentalists that are usually at odds with each other. I mean, we have property rights organizations and ranching and farming organizations together with environmental organizations and wildlife organizations who are concerned about how this will impact wildlife migration and the state of Texas and air pollution and the whole range. So yes, all of those groups have their own concerns and interests that dovetail, and we need to pull everyone into this. This is going to be a problem for all of us, not just here in Texas, but across the country.
So what is it that you guys are working on right now?
Well, what we're working on right now is we're working with the state of Oklahoma. We have moved from Texas to Oklahoma with our efforts because that's where the next stop in the corridor is. But I will say this is really a national program, that the Trans-Texas Corridor has gotten extraordinary support from the Federal Highway Administration, the General Counsel of the Department of Transportation, the U.S. Department of Transportation, worked for a period of time as the representative of Macquarie Bank in Washington, D.C., who is the finance arm of most of these private toll roads. And so this is being pushed at a federal level, and we need to stop it.
David Stahl, we're real grateful for your work and for your time this morning, and I encourage everybody to go to CorridorWatch.org. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. When we come back, we're going to visit with Jim Condit, Jr. of VoteFraud.org, Citizens for a Fair Vote Count. I'm Mary Starrett, filling in for Mark Dankoff. Stay with us.
It's true.